This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 14 June 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine, especially in the Gaza Strip. 28 Palestinians, including 7 children, were murdered by Israeli occupation forces. 7 of the victims were from the same family and were killed by Israeli occupation forces shelling at a Gaza beach. Investigations conducted by human rights organizations concluded that the responsibility for these extrajudicial assassinations rests solely with the Israeli occupation forces. 19 of these victims were extrajudicially assassinated by Israeli occupation forces. 76 Palestinian civilians, including at least 20 children, were wounded by Israeli gunfire. Israeli occupation forces conducted 40 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, particularly Nablus. 49 Palestinian civilians, including 12 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 2 homes were transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military sites. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have continued to close border crossings of the Gaza Strip. The north of the West Bank has been separated from the south, and Israeli occupation forces arrested 8 Palestinian civilians, including a girl, at checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank, and they've raised areas of agricultural land near Azun Atma village south of Qalqilya. Israeli occupation forces also demolished a home and an animal farm in a village southwest of Jenin. Finally, Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. 6 Palestinian civilians were wounded and 4 homes were damaged by attacks launched by illegal Israeli settlers. For more details of these gross war crimes and human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.